Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Gold Dust here, going to give you an entire segment of Doc. But remember, this is just about a quarter of the show that appeared on January 13th, 2021. The show was about an hour, and Doc Love Club members at DocLoveClub.com get that hour weekly. Plus, there's hundreds of hours of audio and hundreds of articles. It all grows weekly, DocLoveClub.com. All right, women are like crockpots, guys are like microwaves. What do you do before you see her exclusively? And Doc defines love. Plus, there's so much more in just this segment. Now, a little caveat for you. This was recorded in 2005, but do not get caught up in the technology. The underlying principles are what count. Doc stuff never goes out of style. By the way, winning never goes out of style either. Go to DocLove.com and check out the contest. Nearly $500 of Doc's best materials given away monthly in 2021. All right, here is your free segment from January 13th, 2021.
John, 22 years young from Arkansas. John, welcome to the Doc Love Show, guy. What's your question, man?
Hey guys, I just want to tell the doc thank you so much for the book, and I don't want to go too into detail on seeing Doc's praises, but I do want to say one thing before I start. And if there's a lot of guys listening that were like me that just read the articles and did the copy paste thing for 2 years and thought they could put it together, you need the book. The book was the best purchase I could have ever done for myself. I used to think it was probably like a little pamphlet this guy in his apartment was putting together. I was way wrong. It's a straight up book. And I've been tearing into it. I've only had it for about a week, though. And I want to go to... I got three questions, and two are immediate, and the other one is just kind of a random one. And are you guys with me?
Oh, yeah. We're here, man.
Okay,
we're here.
All right, great. I'm starting to see this girl. We've been on about 4 or 5 dates right now, and I saw her last night as I was... As I was coming into town, I happened to pass her as I was going up to my apartment, and I said hi, and it's been about, I've been seeing her about 4 days, kind of on purpose. I kind of made myself scared to go to town for a wedding, and I scheduled a date when I saw her. I told a few jokes, got her to laugh, and we have a date for tonight, but... like I said, we're on the 4th or 5th date, and I went and I might have jumped the gun, and I went in for a small kiss to say goodbye, and I was going to shoot out the door.
No, you kiss at the end of the second date.
You don't
kiss on a casual meeting.
Okay,
this is not your girlfriend.
You're correct.
Yeah, no, you're rushing. You're pushing.
Yeah.
Biggest complaint women have: guys push. Relax. They let her think about kissing you.
Yeah, my mother always said that guys are microwaves and girls are crock pots.
That's it. You got to stir them and stir that pot real slow and let that soup cook a long time.
See, we've been out 4 or 5 dates already, and so I thought that maybe...
Now, go by the book, guy.
Right,
you kiss them at the end of the date at the doorstep, and that's it.
Right.
That's your affection. That's it.
Yeah, the no touching thing has been completely different. Of course, I know better than to paw any women or be all over them.
Yeah.
But I used to be really bad with a little snuggle, a little hand on the shoulder.
Nah.
I don't do that. I got this book last Tuesday. I've been seeing a girl, and she's been all over me. And
good.
I can tell it's the no touching. She looks at me, and she's completely thrown because this girl is intelligent, is a knockout. She's used to having it. She says she's not, but, she's used to having guys tripping all over themselves.
That's right.
And the no touching is just, I would never have come up with that unless I'd had.
And it's driving her nuts, right?
It's driving her nuts. It's driving
her
nuts, too. But of course,
yeah, that's okay. We don't care about you. All we care about is her.
So, like I said, I think I got the cheek.
Okay.
And we have a date tonight.
That's all right. Act like nothing has happened.
Act like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Going hands off and tonight after I drop her off, no move, just talk. And if she goes in for the kiss, leave.
No, you kiss her goodnight at the end of the date.
All right.
That's it. Starting on the second date. On the first date, it's 50-50. That's explained in the dating dictionary.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
Next question is, I started seeing this girl, and the job that we're working together on is about to be over in a week.
Yeah.
And I have another job that's taking me away for about three or four weeks, and then I'll be moving back.
Now, this is a second girl?
No, this is the same girl.
Oh, okay.
Like, should tonight go well and things are going okay, what is your advice on, I know long distance is a big no-no, but this thing, we're almost at the sixth, seventh date.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna have to disappear for what?
Yeah.
Like, what's
yeah, at the end of the date, just before you give her a kiss, say, look, I got a job. It's taking me out of town for 3 weeks. And so that's why I won't be around. Don't say I'll call you. Say that's why I won't be around. And let it go at that.
Let it go at that.
And then at the end of 3 weeks, call her up like you went out with her 5 to 9 days ago and go for date 8.
Excellent.
Okay.
I got one more question about this is something I haven't dealt with since I've got the system now, but in the future. See, I used to be really puzzled about how challenge works, and you kept always stay a challenge even after you're married. And I'm reading
articles
and I'm thinking, how in the world are you going to stay a challenge after you've shown up on a wedding day? But then I got the book and I realized it's the unspoken agreement that the minute that I'm disrespected, I'm going to take off.
That's it.
But the other question is, let's say we get past the beachhead and things are going well with some girl, and she knows that I'm dating other people, and she turns to me and she's like, I really think, you know, we should do the exclusive thing after, you know, the 60-day plus mark.
Yeah.
How is the best way to approach that?
You're gonna tell her yes. I'm gonna stop seeing the other girls.
Okay.
You say it's gonna be tough, but you know, I'm gonna break 10 girls' hearts for you. I want you to know that.
Excellent.
You go into Jim Carrey, do your little funny ha ha, and then you see her exclusively.
Excellent.
And that's what you do.
I don't wanna bogart everybody's time, but can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Being 22 years old, you know, still very much, you know, kid, got a lot to learn.
Yeah.
What are your experience? I mean, can you tell me how you define love? I mean, I've read the system, I've read Under Love, but like, what's the perfect relationship? What is love to you in your experience? What have you found out?
Love is when you are both respectful and you're both playful. If you're respectful and playful, she will never leave you. This will come with time. Just put the book by your bed and read it every night for 10 minutes and never give up on the book. I got too many guys that when they finally get the girl, they start walking away from the principles.
Yeah.
She wants you and the principles. John,
yeah,
thanks a lot. Good questions.
Thanks a lot, Doc.
You got her, buddy.
Bye.
Let's move on to the Steel City. Ben, 21 years young from Pittsburgh. Ben, thanks for holding. And what is your question on the Doc Love Show?
All right, this is Ben again. We spoke 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. How are you doing?
Good, Ben. How can I help you out, buddy?
All right, just getting to the point here. You said always call evenings, but never ever email, right?
Yeah, we don't want to get into this email. And what's that other thing where you guys are going back and forth?
Instant messaging.
Yeah, we don't want you to do that. The essence of challenge is disappearing. So when you go out on the first date and you have a great time, and then you wait 5 to 9 days, I want her to be wondering where you are and what you're doing those 5 to 9 days.
Well, no, I was thinking if it was hard to contact her during the evening.
No, you got to go by the phone.
Okay, got to
go by the phone. And use public phones. Carry some coins with you.
Public phones.
Yeah, that way she can't read who's calling her.
Gotcha.
We're like James Bond.
All right, next question. Do you have to pick up coffee dates, or do you just meet them there?
You're going to meet them there. The Starbucks date, you're going to meet them. And be sure that they know where it is, and it's a Starbucks easy to find.
Tell her
it's on the corner of 13th in Arizona, and the telephone number is 757-5549 if you need to get a hold of the manager because you can't find a place to park or you can't find the building.
Okay, and you don't try to kiss them, right?
No, no,
good.
No.
You're
going to kiss them on the end of the second date for sure. At the end of the third date for sure. At the end of the fourth date for sure, yeah.
Okay, so
I want her turning her head so you can drop her.
But even if it's a regular dinner date, you don't go for the kiss, right?
It depends when it is. If it's the second or third date, then you'd go for the kiss.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Now, on the first date, if she's all over you, and she touched me 8 times, you know, she threw her hip into me twice, she threw her shoulder into me 3 times, she said at the end of the date, I can't wait to see you again, don't kiss her goodnight. But if you go out with her and you say, Doc, I don't know, man, it seemed like it's stalling, it's just not going anywhere, then go ahead and kiss her. You kiss her when you're unsure of her interest level and you think it's low. That you do on the first date.
Yeah, that's actually gotten me out of the last girl I was seeing. I just wanted to be friends. But
yeah, that's all right. Let her be friends. Say, I'll be your friends forever.
Oh,
then
yeah.
You, then you go home and throw down
I'll just move on to the women.
Yeah, next.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, buddy?
All right, wait. Got a few more questions. I'm just going down the line here.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so dates after 9 o'clock, right? Or
what do you mean date after 9 o'clock?
You dinner dates at 9 o'clock? In the evenings, I mean?
You're eating dinner at 9 o'clock?
Never mind. I guess we should move that earlier.
No, you're taking one out to dinner between 6 and 7. What are you doing at 9 o'clock?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
I just wasn't sure about that.
No, no. 6 and 7 o'clock.
I just ordered your books Saturday, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be some time. All right, but... And also, how do you turn a conversation away from those therapy topics to more about, you know, keeping it light and funny?
If you just say yes, 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 and then talk about something else. Change the subject. That's why I want you to study the Cary Grant movie. So I'll show you how to do that.
Okay, and like I said, I have your book. I just ordered your book this Saturday, so it's going to be some time. But I'm wondering if you can ever talk about that book, He's Just Not Into You. Because
Yeah, it's a stupid book. I read the thing and I wrote an article on it.
Yeah,
all it says is, calls you, he likes you. When a guy doesn't call you, he doesn't like you. That's what the book is about. It's stupid.
Pretty much is.
Yeah, okay, buddy. Thank you very much for calling.
Bye-bye now.
Victor, 21, from Sacramento, California. Victor, welcome to the Doc Love Show. Dude, what's your question?
Hi. Hello?
Victor,
hello,
yes.
Victor.
Hey. I was thinking about this girl I met a little over half a year ago. And we worked together for a little while. I ended up leaving the job and going to another place.
Yeah.
And we went out kind of, we didn't call it a date, but it was like a first date, you would say.
Yeah, you don't want to get in that position. You want her to know it's a date. Don't do this hangout stuff or let's just go out for coffee. We're going out because it's a possibility of a relationship. That's why we're going out. But you're not going to say that to her.
Yeah.
So don't get caught in that position.
Well, it was more like that, but I mean, you know, I never called her up and officially asked her out or anything.
Well, that's what you're going to do in the future.
Yeah.
You want to call them up officially and pick them up.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, things were going on, and life was pretty hectic at that time, so I didn't talk to her, and we just kind of lost touch, and it's been 6-7 months since I've seen her, and I was thinking about calling her up again, but I didn't know really how to do that.
Yeah, something's wrong if you stay away from a girl for 6 months.
Well, I also had, you know, some other girls I was going out with.
Well, yeah, but then she's 18th on the list. You really don't dig this girl, right?
What's up?
You really don't dig this girl. You went out with three other girls and you favor them over this one, you really don't think this girl. Why are you going back 6 months? Find something in the future. Find a new girl now. I don't know why you want to call a girl out of the blue 6 months ago that you had no interest level in.
It was more of a seniority thing with the other ones.
What do you mean by that, seniority thing?
Well, I'd been on more dates with them. I was...
Yeah, okay. If you want to call this girl, which I think is a waste of time, call the girl up, ask her out, and pretend like you met her a week ago. And don't talk about the past. Don't talk about the past job. Pretend you met her at a club, and you got her phone number, and you're going forward at this point.
Okay.
Okay?
So none of that, you know... Like, hey, remember this?
No. We're not going to do the past. We're starting off going forward.
Okay, kind of force her hand that way?
Exactly.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay, Victor?
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Well, Doc, I can't believe how fast this hour goes.
Hey, we're having fun here.
But we're coaching guys to have greater success with women. And that's what the show's all about. Well, let's just wrap it up, Doc.
Okay.
Let's just say that, you know, another great show and, you know, happy to be able to coach men. It's a privilege.
And all you guys out there that don't have the book, I want you guys to call in anyway. And you might mention that when you call. I don't have the book because we want to take your calls, too. But for the guys that do get the book, here you have a show dedicated just to the dating dictionary, showing you guys how to approach and handle relationships properly so you don't waste your time and you don't get your heart beat up. That's the idea.
Well, Doc, thanks again, man.
Thank you, Jeff. Great show.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to visit doclove.com/system. The free stuff is fine, but the best is in the book, entitled The System, also known as The Dating Dictionary. doclove.com/system.